Hello, Hussein. Can you hear me?
Hello, your voice is so low.
Oh, let me add the volume. How about now? Can you hear me now?
I can't hear clearly.
I can hear you clearly, but there's a lag. I don't know what could be the problem. Where are you connecting from?
Wait just a minute. I'll try to connect. Hello.
Yes.
You
Yes, now I
listening
can
to
hear you. And what about my voice? Is it clear enough right now?
Alhamdulillah, I'm also
I
fine.
see. Yeah. I was just connecting to the podcast. Was looking for someone to his or her perspective on life. So I'm very happy I got you
I'm also trying to find
connected.
the cause, and when I say I'm also trying to
Yes.
find the cause, the topic life is very
I
difficult.
see. So would you mind at least telling me what you had in mind? Yes.
They're spreading most of the quotes about life, that life is not a bed
Yes.
of roses and these type of likes, etc. Actually, life is a thing which we can
Yes.
feel. Life is a thing which we can spread. Life is not the thing, anything which can breathe, anything which can eat, anything which can produce or reproduce, doesn't mean that the life
I
is it.
see, I see.
Actually, I'm from Pakistan. One of the writer, a philosopher named Wasif Ali
Okay.
Wasif. He wrote his book Katra Katra Kulzam.
Yes.
In this book, he can extremely In this book, he can extremely explain the meaning of life. He can said he
Yes.
said that the life meaning of life is the meaning of life. Actually, life itself is life. Life doesn't need that you breathe. Life doesn't need that you will die. Life doesn't need that you can produce. Life doesn't need that you can eat, etc. Like this. If I can have a time, I can send you the exact wordings of
That
that
would be
person.
wonderful. That sounds very powerful.
In short, he can explain.
Yes, that's quite powerful. I also think life beyond what is bigger than the meaning most of us give it. It's just as you've said, it's not about living or dying or experiencing a few emotions. It has to do with everything that's around us. Like even the rocks we stand on.
That's good.
Like in Zen Buddhism, they say even the rocks that we stand on are part of our living experience. You cannot say that you're living in a world that has inanimate objects, because even the inanimate objects make part of your living experience. Because if the rocks were not there, where would we stand on? So it's beautiful to know, to hear your perspective on life. So if I may ask, are you a theist or an atheist? What side do you stand on? Are you
Sorry.
a theist? Like, are you a religious man, or what's your stand on religion in regards to how a human being should live his or her life?
Yeah, I'm a
Okay.
Muslim.
And but I thought that all the religions are backward. I want to say that all the religions are the second prescription. The first prescription of the humans is the humanity. It doesn't mean that someone standing behind us, someone standing in front of us is a Muslim, is a Hindu, is a Christian. The main fact is how person attain humanity, how persons behaves with humanity.
Okay, and yes, and just to add on that, let me further rephrase the question. When you talk about humanity, I'll go a bit into morality. Do you believe that human beings can be moral without religion? Or does religion have a big role to play on the morality of humans? Or because you mentioned humanity on how people treat each other and how to be good. Do you believe that religion has a big role to play in terms of defining morality?
It's play a very big role because religion teaches us how to do morality and how to follow the steps of morality.
Yes. So with that.
Yeah, and what's your religion?
Yes, continue.
I'm saying, what's your religion, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm also Muslim. I was actually Alhamdulillah. I was born Christian, but I was converted later on in life when I started questioning my beliefs and what I realized was most people are part of their specific religion because of who they are, how they were brought up, and not many people had a choice into believing whatever they believe now. So I had this midlife.
Sorry, Daniel, I can't listen to your voice clearly.
I was saying,
kindly try to speak slowly.
No problem. Sorry about that. I was saying. Most people have their beliefs, their firm beliefs, what they stand for, programmed into their minds when they are very young. So they don't have the option of choice. It's not like in some families they give you all the religions on the table when you're young and they teach you all of them and they tell you to choose. Most of the time, it's a parent or a guardian who teaches you these ways and you grow up being a believer. So you can find Muslims or Christians or Hindus. Most of them didn't have a choice. But when it comes to I asked you on morality, I'd like to ask a further question. What about the atheists in society? Is it impossible for an atheist to live a moral life just by the mere fact that they are non-religious, since you said religion helps define morality? Your opinion on that?
What can you say? What can you say? What is?
Pardon?
Actually, I can't listen to your question carefully.
I was just asking. Since in your response you said religion helps to define morality, what about the atheists in society or non-believers? Is it impossible for them, or is there a way?
They
are society. So is it impossible for them to live a moral life if they are not religious? Because you say that morality is defined.
I understand. Daniel, first of all, the main thing is that we clearly know about that how humanity starts.
Yes.
The religion Islam explains the proceeding of humanity, explains the proceeding of humans very well. that we can understand easily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, told us in Quran Pak that he generates or unhone paida kiya Hazrat Adam alayhi salam ko, and he created Mahava, and they and all to live in.
I see.
And happen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send both of them in the earth, in the separate places, for them to find each other. Now, it is the way, it is the thing that we can understand this, that the humanity starts from the main thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches all the lessons to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and ask him in front of angels.
I see.
Do you understand?
I understand what you're communicating.
I come to main point that if a person is atheist and not believe in some religion, many effects happen for him, or many things affect him. First of all, he doesn't know how to release the stress as we release the stress in the state of sajda. The second main thing is that he doesn't know the respect, he doesn't know the responsibility, he doesn't know the boundary of the boundary of him.
I see. Yes, that sounds.
In short, if we want to say, if we can say that the person who is atheist, humanity doesn't know the moral life. The main thing is that, you know, in Islam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if one human killed by another, it is the murderer. It is the murder of all humanity.
Yeah, it's true. If one kills one, you've murdered the whole humanity.
Yeah, the murder of whole humanity. Daniel, you know, we have a very precious thing in our body that is called heart.
Yes.
Yeah. That thing, if a person is atheist or anything else, he seems to be doing the right things or doing the bad deeds, but the hurt present in that in his body teaches his very well what you can do that or what you wanna do, as you previously said that you are.